The Occupy Wall Street movement saw mostly peaceful demonstrations across the country yesterday in cities including Las Vegas, Washington, D.C., and Portland. Occupiers were marking the second month of their movement. Dozens were arrested at a rally in Los Angeles and even more in New York City, where protesters tried to shut down Wall Street. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
There were more than 200 arrests in New York City. Protesters tried to march to the New York Stock Exchange. Steel police barricades blocked them and made it almost impossible to navigate the narrow canyons of the financial district. Traffic came to a standstill. Entry to offices required building IDs. A few violent incidents left some protesters and some police injured. At one point, I interviewed a retired Philadelphia police officer in his dress blues, only to watch him arrested minutes later.
This is a retired policeman that I just interviewed. They're walking off with him in handcuffs.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg told a news conference that several police officers were injured by glass and thrown liquids, perhaps vinegar. He said there were minimal disruptions and most protesters acted responsibly.
But those that break the law, those that try to assault other people, particularly our first responders, are going to be arrested.
During the afternoon, hundreds of students rallied at Union Square, saying that education was a right, not a privilege, that education should be
as free as air and water.
Below them, Occupy Wall Street protesters were going into subway stations and onto trains. Tom L., as he called himself, was handing out the Occupy Wall Street Journal. Were people making comments?
They're just reading for now. Here we are in the subway, just seeing who's receptive and trying to smile and share ideas.
But inside the trains, Occupy Wall Street groups were using the people's microphone.
Mic check.
Mic check.
We wish you.
We wish you.
A good afternoon.
A good afternoon.
And we welcome.
And we welcome.
NYPD's finest.
NYPD's finest.
To keep peace on our trains.
To keep peace on our trains.
Greetings, officer.
Greetings, officer.
Then they told the passengers their stories.
My name is Chuck.
My name is Chuck.
I just got laid off from my job.
I just got laid off from my job.
I had to move back in with my parents.
I had to move back in with my parents.
I'm 25.
I'm 25.
Then they asked people in the train to speak about their economic troubles, but the passengers, perhaps overwhelmed, did not want to talk. In the evening, thousands of Occupy Wall Street supporters marched across the Brooklyn Bridge. 24 people were arrested for blocking traffic at the beginning, but the huge march was largely peaceful. Greg Lundell is from Manhattan.
Tonight, there are too many of us to arrest.
By day's end, there were ticked-off taxi drivers, upset businessmen, delayed in getting to work, and galvanized protesters, convinced their movement will be sustainable. But Changju was standing on the sidewalk near Wall Street, wide-eyed, carrying luggage on his back. He had just arrived from South Korea minutes before.
It's awesome. It's a revolution, I think. It is like...
Is this your first time, your first day in New York City?
Yeah, ever.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yeah. I've never seen in this kind of things in my lifetime.
And a lot of other people hadn't either. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.